Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And then Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. That's 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Time on Big Willie 105.5. Also, the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. And you can also see the show, although there's not much to see unless our guest is here in studio. And Mr. Chris Rose, our state senator, says that he's in Charleston. He's busy doing his work, so he can't come here and goof around in the studio, so you can't actually see him. But we do have a picture of him in his suit in the coal mine there. So for our Facebook friends, there's Chris Rose. And here's a picture of Chris Rose as a coal miner in the coal mine with his dress shirt and tie, thank God for AI. Anyway, so a very special guest, State Senator Chris Rose, hardcore MAGA. So tell me, Chris, why is it that we have so many squishy Republicans in West Virginia, so many rhinos, Republicans in name only, so many that are essentially undocumented Democrats?
Well, so we used to be a state for, you know, 90 years. It was controlled by a Democrat majority. They had a supermajority. And, you know, due to the war on coal and Barack Obama, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, a lot of people seen that the Democrat Party just went way too far to the left. And they actually realized they had conservative values, because West Virginia is now, from a voter standpoint, become one of the most conservative states in the country. We were one of the only two states in 2024, West Virginia and Oklahoma, for all of our counties to vote for President Donald J. Trump. Yep. So we definitely have a conservative MAGA nation type state. The problem is the swamp hates losing power. So as the Democrats lost power in Charleston, a lot of them switched to Republican to get elected. And in the upcoming primaries, you're seeing some of those candidates even on the ballot. So, I mean, for example, what I'm trying to say by that is there is a candidate who is on a sister program of your show. On a sister program on your network.
Wait a minute, a sister program on my network, would that be Jimmy Fallon from New York? Would that be the show? Would that be
It would be in the Novotny.
That's the Novotny show, in the afternoon.
So you have a former lobbyist who is now running, is a former Democrat, by the way, and even said it on that show, and then the guy running his campaign, who happens to be a lobbyist by the name of Greg Thomas, then came in and said, no, that's not true. But on that network, he came on and said he used to be a Democrat, Carter Democrat.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Is it Greg Thomas? Who is a Democrat?
So Joe Eddy.
Joe Eddy. Tell me about this Joe Eddy, because he is running against a MAGA candidate, Laura Wakeham Chapin.
Yeah, so Joe Eddy is a former lobbyist. So here's the thing about Laura Wakeham Chapin.
Yep.
She's a proven conservative who's been nationally recognized for a conservative voting record and a tough fight she's been willing to take on. And here's what happens, folks. When the swamp can't buy you, when the lobbyists can't own you, when they can't buy you out and own your vote, they run one of their own against you, and it's clearly exactly what you're seeing in that race.
Wow.
So she is the pro-coal candidate. She is the pro-West Virginia energy candidate. He's on there talking about hydrogen and wind and solar and all this other stuff for quote-unquote economic development. He's talking about taking your tax dollars and giving it out to pick winners and losers to the good old boys club instead of doing the fundamentals that Laura Wakeham Chapman's working on. She's working on cutting regulations, cutting taxes, putting more money back in your hard-earned pocket instead of picking winners and losers. She wants to make it to where any business can come to West Virginia and thrive, and the good old boy lobbyist system doesn't like that.
Yeah, let me ask you this about this Joe Eddy character. I shouldn't say character. I don't know the man. I mean, he might think I'm a character, and he would be right. But he was a lobbyist for whom?
So he used to be the president of the Manufacturers Association here in West Virginia, and I'm not against manufacturing by no means, but he has a lobbyist background.
That's not a bad one.
Down here in Charleston.
That's not a bad one. Manufacturing is actually a good thing. So
manufacturing is a good thing.
Was he a lobbyist for anybody else?
But these lobbyists, you know, and I'm not saying every single lobbyist is bad. I'm not necessarily saying that. But he is part of the good old boys network that had a problem with her coming down here and voting her district, voting her constituents' voice instead of being told what to do. And, you know, she came down here and led the charge on the medical freedom fight last session. And that's one of the reasons why she has a primary opponent. They're attacking her, running against her, trying to say that fighting for medical freedom is liberal. They're trying to attack her by saying fighting to protect life, to make West Virginia an even more pro-life state, is liberal. They're attacking her for saying defending West Virginia coal and gas without picking winners and losers is liberal. So it's kind of funny. Greg Thomas has this thing where if a MAGA Republican comes on a show and calls somebody else a rhino, that means they're the actual Democrat. Are you kidding me? She is nationally recognized as one of the most conservative people, not only in the West Virginia Senate, but in the nation.
Yeah.
She has groups that are backed by Rand Paul and Thomas Massie, Young Americans for Liberty, Make Liberty Win, Students for Life. These are nationally known organizations that only deal with true conservatives.
My goodness.
And they're trying to primary her because of those conservative values, because of those conservative principles, and while she does do her best attempt to work with everybody and try to make the best policy decision going forward, she's going to vote her constituents and can't be bought. And I'm telling you right now, that's why she has my full endorsement. That's why she has the full endorsement of the conservatives in the West Virginia Senate. And she has and you've seen the governor come out on Twitter in the last few days, or on X, and he's came out and weighed in on that race a little bit. And she has his full support.
What else do you know about this?
She's a true conservative in that race. Telling you right now, she's going to win.
Okay. Well, if I'm going to be endorsing her and having her on my show, which I've already had her on, but I'd be more than happy to have Joe Eddy on, as well as the Democrat Party candidate in the general election, which apparently is going to be the WVU Flu, Sean Fluharty. I'd be happy to have all of them on. And Fluharty, to his credit, actually once came on. He was very upset with me. Surprise, surprise. But to his credit, he came on and he gave it as good as he got it, and I respect him for that. I really do. But this Joe Eddy, what else can you tell me about him? Because the local media here is just the most useless media in the history of media. No matter how much you hate them, you don't hate them enough. They're simply stenographers for the establishment. They don't tell you the whole truth. They just nothing about fair and balanced. And so no negative stories about Joe Eddy. What else can you tell me about Joe Eddy?
So Joe Eddy is a candidate who thinks we focus too much on social issues and that we don't do anything for economic development. And he wants to basically take your tax dollars instead of giving it back to you. He wants to give it to his friends at, a place like a Forum Energy. He wants to give them to a place like, a windmill company or a solar company or a hydrogen company, instead of letting the free market dictate that. That's the kind of thing he's been on, other networks talking about. That's
wow.
The kind of thing he's a, spend your tax dollars better than you. He knows how to spend them better than you for the quote-unquote his friends to create economic development. And that's the kind of, that's what he's running on. And, he's basically saying we can't be focusing on these social issues like guns and babies and,
why not? Why not?
Coal and gas.
What's the
he's
problem?
Calling coal and gas a social issue, by the way, because coal's not even fitting in his economic model very much. It's just, we're a coal state, and the guy doesn't even talk about coal very much in any of his energy interviews. So I'm telling you right now, this guy is running a Trojan horse campaign to try to appeal to the conservatives, and I'm telling you right now, if he wouldn't be a true conservative if he was, if he was a true conservative, he would support someone like Laura Chapman, who has a proven conservative voting record. You can't primary her and say she's not conservative enough.
Right.
When Rand Paul and Thomas Massie back groups are champion Laura Chapman as a liberty policy champion.
Yeah, no question about that. Anything else about Joe Eddy that you know or don't know?
So Joe Eddy is someone I personally don't know all that well. Like, I haven't. So he was not down here when I got elected. His lobbying days were already behind him, and I don't know all that much about him other than what I've heard on the Votney and what I've been watching in his campaign. But I can tell you, he does shy away from the true conservative talking points. He doesn't want to talk about them, and that's a red flag.
Yep.
For someone like me, who is known as one of the most conservative members of this entire body.
Yep.
When I'm hearing somebody try to talk to him about guns, or he shies away from that, or somebody talks to him about coal, and then his answer is, well, we need hydrogen and wind and solar. I mean, that's not what West Virginia's economy is about, coal and gas.
Absolutely.
That's our lifeblood.
Absolutely. My goodness gracious. Was there any blowback on Steve's show? Did anybody challenge him on any of this, or was this just more a very friendly venue? It's like, here's the airtime, do whatever you need to do, and we're not going to challenge you. I did not hear the show. I don't know.
So it's a very friendly venue. So Greg Thomas is still an active lobbyist and runs those campaigns. He comes on the show more regular than Joe does, but Joe does come on from time to time. Mm. And it is very much to try to be polished to make Joe look good. Now, wow. Much to Laura Chapman's credit, she did go into the lion's den, so to speak, and she has been on that show, and she holds her own quite well. But, I mean, make no mistake about it, the show is promoting Joe Eddy pretty heavily. And, I mean, you know, for the record, when I was running, I think you're very familiar with this, I was not ever allowed on that show to rebuttal back to Greg Thomas bashing me because my opponent never went on that show. But his campaign manager did, a.k.a. Greg Thomas. So then, since I wasn't allowed there, if you remember, I challenged Greg Thomas to come to your show, and he never did.
Yeah, and also you weren't allowed to be on Hoppy Kirchhoff's show either. The media here in West Virginia is so pro-establishment, it's unbelievable. It really is. It does not reflect MAGA Nation at all. In fact, it's the enemy of MAGA Nation. But I'd have you on every week, and you know, given your work schedule, because I know it's hard because you're working for a power company, it was difficult for you to do, but I had you on as many times as you wanted to come on, and the offer's still there. You can come on every week and goof around and, you know, do whatever. I'd be more than happy to have you and other candidates, not just MAGA candidates, but Rhino candidates, Democrat candidates, socialist candidates, any type of, I'd be more, you know, Libertarian, the new Green Party or whatever it's called, Mountain Party in West Virginia, be happy to have any of them on. Most of them are afraid to come on. They're afraid to come on because they know I'm going to ask very pointed questions, and they don't want to answer them because they already know what the answer is, and I know what the answer is, and they don't want the voters to know what the answer is. It's very tough for me to get candidates on, but let me talk with you very frankly about one thing. One of the toughest groups of people to get on my show, you and I talked about this for a bit off the air, one of the toughest group of people to get on my show is your fellow MAGA Republicans. For whatever the reason, they are shy, they are not motivated, they are not proactive. Everything that you said here regarding Joe Eddy is great, it's wonderful, I'm assuming it's true, I don't know, but no, sure, okay. But Laura Wakeman Chapman should have been saying this with, you know, full throat on my show week after week. I'd have her on every week. I'm going to be more than happy to do that. It sounds to me that, Chris Rose, you are her voice because for whatever the reason, she is just so, I don't want to say timid, that's too strong a word, but too cautious or too, I don't even know the right word, but not forceful enough to make the case that you just made against Joe Eddy. What are your thoughts on that?
My thoughts on that is you do have a point that I try to encourage other MAGA Republicans to start setting their own narrative. You can't let the local establishment media define the narrative for you. You have to go out there and make your own. And maybe I know how to do that because I worked on President Trump's campaigns, worked on all three of them very proudly. But one thing I watched in 2016 was the mainstream media wasn't giving him news coverage. And when they did, it was like 97% negative.
Yep,
he bypassed them. He created his own media. He found friends in the media that would give him airtime or someone who would at least give him unbiased airtime, and he went to those avenues. But then he also created his own through his social media and other things like that as well. I highly encourage candidates, these MAGA candidates, to do that, to go on shows like Demetri, who will give you that opportunity and give you that, you know, give you that platform. And you get out here and set your own narrative. I mean, I've told so many of our candidates on the ballot this cycle to do that, her included, and you know, and that's my constructive criticism to them is do not let the local establishment media control the narrative. Use your friends in the media that you have, and also go out and set your own narrative. And that's one thing I was able to do in my race was I didn't overcome 1.2 million by sheer luck. I did it through knowing how to create my own narrative, how to work hard, and I didn't rely on Hoppy Kirchhoff. I didn't rely on the establishment media who we knew was in the tank for these establishment Rhino Republicans.
Yep.
And that's my advice to, you know, Laura Chapman or anyone else that's running on the ballot. Don't sit back and wait for the local media to give you a win. Go out and create your own narratives. Create your own wins in the media.
No question. 1.2 million is in reference to the amount of campaign money that your former opponent, former state senator, phony baloney Maloney, raised, and you raised a fraction of that. Is that right?
That's correct. So it was 1.2 million to 54,000. Three dudes in a diesel pickup truck. It's a country song.
and three dudes, pickup truck, country song, and
And with the great Dimitri. You can't forget the great Dimitri.
Thank you. Thank you. Exactly. Yeah. You always seem to forget that, though. Whenever you bring up this stuff, oh, 1.2 million, I only had 52,000. I had several cars, pickup truck, and all that. But somehow you always seem to forget the key secret sauce, which is you being on my show and me talking about you shamelessly all the time. That's how you win. How on earth do you win Marshall County without my support? I mean, Maroney was from Marshall County. Yes, probably still is from Marshall County. Probably, you know, doing whatever he does at those little booths or whatever. You've got to start saying, you know, because of Dimitri and the $52,000 and the three guys in the pickup truck and hard work and knocking on doors and everything else, lead with what you have with Dimitri. I think it'll make your story, frankly, much more credible. Just constructive criticism, nothing more than that, Chris. So let's see. I don't want to monopolize your time. I know you're very busy in Charleston. Can we hold you over for one more segment, or do you have to go and do some work and sponsor bills and browbeat people and do whatever you do down there?
Well, some of that's coming later today, but I can be held over for one more segment.
Okay, that would be great. Our very special guest is Chris Rose, and we'll get back to him in just a little bit. State Senator, West Virginia, 2nd District, which includes Marshall County and Tyler and I think Wetzel and all that, and a lot of our listening audience, of course, is being covered by him. And if you would like to get more information regarding Chris Rose, he is on Facebook. You can also call Charleston or I'll go online. He'll give you all that specific information and also let you know which candidates are the MAGA candidates. When he mentioned about the $1.2 million, the amount of money that the establishment gave for State Senator Ryan Weld here in defeating the MAGA candidate Scott Adams, who had just a few hundred dollars, it seemed, of money, is really quite remarkable. They spent a fortune for this Rhino State Senator Ryan Weld, who's a nice guy. I actually like him. I actually like his wife. I can't imagine they like me after what I've been saying about him, but, you know, it's who they are, it's what they are, and all that. But the Charleston, they spent a fortune, just a fortune, just to drag him across the finish line. Scott Adams, in a fair race, roughly equal amount of money, Scott Adams would have won overwhelmingly, and not just because he was always on my show, although I'm sure that would have made a big difference, but the folks in Charleston will spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to defeat any MAGA pro-Trump candidate. And apparently that's what's happening here with Joe Eddie going after the MAGA candidate, Chapman.